TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Join more of the things you love with TCL. These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and scorenorth.com.
Swinging a high, deep drive to left to Tugo. Quickly running out of room. Back into the bullpen and gone. A two-run homer for Royce Lewis, and it's 2-0 Minnesota.
Well, you're not gonna see one of those.
Put that in the archives.
This year.
Put that in the archives for a long time to come. Yeah.
Actually, could we get a Kirk Gibson moment in the Twins? If the Twins win their first playoff game in like 2004, 17 years, if they break the 0-for-18, could we get Royce Lewis, who is going to be out for the season now with a torn ACL, which we'll talk about. Could we get him just like a surprise return? Twins are down 2-0. They just need the one playoff win. Doesn't matter about the series or the World Series. He limps out. It's not a home run, but it's like a ground ball up the middle for a base hit that wins the game or something.
He's taking BP and grunting in the clubhouse just like Gibson.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
This is so on brand for Minnesota sports right now.
What happened? Like, so, okay.
We need answers. We don't have them.
So we're firing this up, and we're write that down, predictions today, and that'll be good. But like right as we're about to start the show.
I love how you put that. And that's going to be good.
That's going to be great. We got a whole show.
But the Twins just lost their top prospect for the season. Yeah.
And so he will have gone. He has not played in a game because of COVID last year. The minor leagues did not happen last year. He hasn't played in a game since 2019. His next game will be 2022. Mm-hmm. But what happened? So we're reading all these reports from Fort Myers and all of the, well, from Fort Myers, but I think this was conducted on a Zoom call. I'm not sure. But the information we have is that Royce showed up with a sore knee, reported to spring training with a sore knee, and they checked it out, and he had a torn ACL and needs reconstructive knee surgery that's going to knock him out for 9 to 12 months. Was he just like, oh, my knee's been kind of sore for a while? Did he hurt it recently? Has it been sore all offseason? Did he tell anybody? Like, I don't understand how you just report to spring training as the top prospect. I don't even know who I'm ripping. Am I ripping him? Am I ripping the... I don't know. I just don't know how you show up to spring training. And, hey, before we take some ground balls here, my knee's been a little uncomfortable for a while. Can we just check it out? Can you just tap on it with that little doctor's hammer thing that you use?
So, disclosure on what's taking place here. We are recording this at just after 10 a.m. on Wednesday. So there might be, by the time the people actually sit down and consume this podcast, there might be answers to the questions that we are asking. But that being said, I'm not a doctor, but I'm more than happy to play one. I will tell you this about ACL tears. ACL tears, I know a little something. I've never done it, but I've covered them. And let's just say,
like when Judd gives parenting advice. Yes. Let me tell you something about how to parent your kids.
Let me tell you.
Never had them.
I like being a parent.
Let's just say I've dabbled in the world of significant knee injuries. So I'm like sports dad, Dr. Junior. You can function as far as walking around on a torn ACL. The problem is in sports, when you cut, it goes out. So
Dr. Judd Vorky in
there. You go.
So you could feasibly tear your ACL and spend the winter as just a normal guy functioning. And as long as you don't try to cut too much and stuff, you'd be okay. Not great. But what I don't get is, when did he do it? Because the last time I checked, I believe the last time that he played in a actual baseball game would have been a year ago in spring training when he went to the Twins big league camp, and then he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was assigned to and spent the entire summer when baseball did return at the Saints Stadium training with that group of backup players who basically I think they played scrimmages and stuff like that. But I'm curious when he did it, and I'm also curious why something didn't get flagged on his way out into after his season was technically done.
I hope we don't find out that like he was doing, you know, you see here, like Jeff Kent, right, like rode a motorcycle one time. And
yeah, but he lied about Travis it at first. Half, it was a great story.
Wasn't like Clint Barmas carrying groceries up steps one time and fell backwards?
That's what he claimed, but it was actually like something to do with hunting.
Okay.
But yeah, Jeff Kent was on a cycle in Phoenix. It crashed. he got hurt, and then he like tried to come up with this elaborate, oh, man, this
I was just feeling some grounders.
But yeah, it could have been something like that, too. Who knows?
So what does this mean? Well, we already mentioned the fact, like, you're going to have a two-year layoff. So the last time we saw Royce Lewis on an actual, like, competitive baseball field was in the fall of 2019 for the Arizona Fall League. He was the best player in the Arizona Fall League in 2019.
And he played center field.
Yep. After a pretty dismal regular season of high A and double A, in which he hit like 230, not much power. He sort of took a step back in 2019 as a 20-year-old. But after the Fall League performance where he hit 350 over the course of 100 plate appearances and drove in 20 runs in 22 games, there was a lot of excitement going into 2020. Okay, he's probably going to start at double A. The bat clearly came back in the Fall League against some of the top prospects in all of baseball, and maybe he can make his debut in 2020, and then COVID hits. And not only was the Major League Baseball season pushed back, the minor league season was eliminated altogether.
Yep.
And so other teams are going through the same problem where the growth of their top prospects has been stunted because they haven't played since 2019. And now, and this is where, like, does the timing of this really, let's say he hurt it 2 months ago and they've been dilly-dallying. Well, either way, like, he's out for the season.
There is some clarification on what led to the injury. It's from Dohung Park from MLB.com. Lewis said he'd been feeling some soreness while doing off-season drills, and then he slipped on some ice.
Oh my God.
During the recent storms in Texas, to exacerbate it.
All right.
Valvey said it's hard to know where specifically, though, the issue started.
Okay, let's stop right now, and let's fire up the twin song, because this is so Minnesota sports. What's the fluke injury sore?
God.
Donaldson out.
Okay.
Buxton out.
So you're telling me an historic stretch of cold weather and icy weather in the state of Texas led to him slipping and tearing his ACL.
We've been screwed by Texas again. Yes. That's exactly what he's telling you.
The comparable here, and I don't think this doesn't sound like this knee injury is as traumatic as the one that Jason Kubel suffered, but. And Jason Kubel was not the number one overall pick. He was actually a 12th round pick that just came out of the gate ridiculously as an 18 or 19 year old. So Jason Kubel tore up his knee in 2004 and missed the entire 2005 season altogether. Came back and became a good player, like a guy who could hit 20 home runs, career average of 260, 270. Like, Jason Kubel was a good, solid player. This is my worry about Royce Lewis. Before Jason Kubel tore up his knee, this dude was a perennial 330, 350 hitter in the minors with power, with some speed. Like, he stole 16 bases in 2004 in the minor leagues. He wasn't the burner that Byron Buxton is, but
skinny Jason Kubel back in the day.
He was just never the same guy. And I think my biggest worry here would be, like, Royce is only going to be 22 years old when he comes back next year. He turns 22 in June. So he'll be 22 at the start of next baseball season, probably starting double A. I think my biggest worry is that, like, the speed's not going to be the same. The athletic ability at shortstop and maybe in center field isn't going to be the same. And I know that I'm bringing a doom and gloom outlook to this, but it's just like, why can't this just go the way that it should go, which is he starts the season, he's perfectly healthy, he picks up where he left off in the Fall League, and he's up with the Twins to be either the center fielder or the shortstop of the future in, like, August.
Because, right? I will refer you to Buxton, Byron. I mean, it's the same thing, right? Where you can't get these guys on the field and it drives you nuts. So here's the good news. Kubel, I believe, did the full Dante. So I think he tore the ACL, the MCL, and maybe the LCL.
Everybody,
I know my stuff.
Roller.
Don't forget the PCL. Okay, there's four of them in there.
Dr. Judd.
So this should be a much simpler procedure and recovery process. The bad news is, and I hate to go here, but I will. The bad news is this. We are looking at potentially Royce Lewis not playing a baseball game for 3 years.
Because
major league game?
Yes, because we are likely going to have a lockout.
No, a game.
The minor leagues actually might play if I don't know about that.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, as far as the Twins go,
yep.
October,
if there's
October
a lockout,
2019 or October, somewhere October, November.
So you might be right, Dex.
God.
He might play. I don't know. I don't know that the Saints would be shut down if the Twins are. That's a good question.
I think double A usually starts like late April. They don't start right away. Yep. So like mid to late April of 2022.
That's correct.
So we're looking. I mean, it's going to be like 800 days or something. 800 days between him playing in a competitive baseball game. And so there's going to be like getting timing back. We might as well just get this all out of our system. He's probably going to come back. He hasn't seen a professional breaking ball in an actual game in a long time. He's going to struggle for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it is what it is. By the way, this depressing Twins update powered by Federated Mutual Insurance Company.
Oh, I'm sure they're thrilled to be tied to this.
Federated. Well, listen, Federated's all about risk management. Okay.
Well, then they Federated called Derek Falvey.
Federated Mutual Insurance Company recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. I don't know if they can help in this particular case because the thing already happened. But as a business owner, how helpful would it be for you to have employee training at your fingertips? Industry resources that can help your business reach another level of success. That is where Federated comes in, with expertise over 100 years of experience helping business owners in the state of Minnesota. What are you waiting for? Go to federatedinsurance.com, click on MyShield, or download the app. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. Also, while we're at it here, we have a new partner on Mackey and Judd and Purple Daily, Wham-A-Tech.
Yes.
Wham.
Wham-A-Tech.
Yes, Wham-A-Tech.
WAMATEK.com. If you're listening or watching on a broken down phone, tablet, laptop, or ACL, maybe it's time to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to break the bank, though. Wham-A-Tech can help you out. They're a trusted supplier of pre-owned cell phones, tablets, laptops, and ACLs. One of those things is a lie. And wholesale prices are also available when you purchase 10 or more devices. So whatever you need, buy, sell, trade in, you can get discounts because, Wham-A-Tech is sourcing pre-owned devices directly and passing the savings on to you.
If I'm Royce Lewis, I'm going to Wham-A-Tech and picking up a couple iPads and watching some film. Watch some baseball, because I'm not going to be doing anything
some black and white film with last time you played a baseball game. Great.
But here's the thing. Don't wait until the last second. Wham-A-Tech. Let's see. My phone is basically the season's about to start. Hey, my knee hurts. Okay,
I got a crack in my phone. What's the deal here?
As soon as you have a problem, get to Wham-A-Tech and let them help you. Don't wait until the intake process.
That's WAMATEK.com. Wham-A-Tech.com.
Wham.
You know what? Let's rip the Band-Aid off fully now. Like, it gets worse. As far as I'm concerned, it actually gets worse. So what the hell, right? Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Did you guys see Donaldson's comments about his calf and what he is going to do now to try and stay healthy and on the field in 2021?
I did not. Oh, my God.
He said something about how he's healthy, but he's very much aware that I'm basically walking glass, right?
He basically admit it's a fast sport. Things can happen. I can't really control it.
Is it a fast sport? It's baseball.
Thanks, Larry David.
What are you talking about?
It's baseball.
Thanks, Larry David.
Stand there, you don't do anything.
Is it a fast sport?
It's the easiest game in the world.
This is the Twins are curbed. They are. They're curbed.
Royce Lewis is.
Hey, Rocco, what's up?
Royce Lewis is a side sitter.
Oh my God! So anyway, so beyond the comment that Dex referenced, which is correct, he did talk about the actual speed of the game and the problems with that potentially. Beyond that. He also talked about the fact that he has now come up with a better way to run in order to protect himself.
Of all the things
I know,
we've got medical professionals.
He's going to change the way he runs.
We've got. I would assume there are other people in the world that have had chronic muscle strain issues. Is the solution to just change the way you run? So is he just going to be dragging his leg behind him now?
Well, the problem is it's both calves.
Here we go!
It's both calves. It's both of them. Okay.
Like Xavier Rhodes running down the field.
Here's a quote from JD. I have really used my foot and calf as kind of the gas for me to go, he said. Now I'll really focus on trying to get more hip drive, using my hips to accelerate through movements to where it can take pressure off my calves. At the same time, it's difficult. I've fallen into some bad patterns from prior injuries. Does that sound like a formula that you say to yourself, 4 years, $95 million, year two. Yes!
What's your level of confidence? 1 to 10, 1 being he's going to pop his calf in the third inning of the first game, and 10 being, oh yeah, this is the solution. Where are you guys at on confidence that this is the solution to Josh Donaldson's calf problems?
After I read this quote?
I'm a 2.
After I read this quote, it's gone down. He's 35. Is he really going to be able, in the heat of the moment, okay? JD on second, right?
Yep.
Tight game, right? Late, tight game. Kirilloff comes up, singles to right. And Tony Diaz is given the windmill. Tony Diaz, JD, I want you to go home. I want you to score that winning run. Do I really think that Josh is going to think to himself, okay, I've got to focus on trying to get more hip drive now. I got to use my hips, accelerate through my movements, take pressure off my calves.
This is why I'm a bad golfer, by the way. This is why? This is what I think about every time I address a golf ball. Okay, so... All right, we're gonna pick up the grip here. We're gonna trigger. Okay, we need to
the
right hip goes back, and then we're gonna keep the arms close to the body, and then
exactly,
and then I shank the ball.
But that's just golf. We're talking about a man on the second year of a $92 million contract. Do I have confidence? No.
He's also like, I mean, there are several keys to the Twins winning a division and doing things that they want to do this year, which should include winning their first playoff game in 18 tries. I would say he's one of the three most important figures, just in terms of his defense at third base.
Yes.
He's been an MVP in this league. I really think between him, Byron Buxton, and Nelson Cruz, and obviously pitching matters too, but like if any of those three guys are out for a chunk of time, I don't think you're going to beat the White Sox in this division. Do you guys regret this contract yet?
You know what? I hate to say this because. Such a jerk move on my part. Yes, and here's what I regret. Full disclosure, I had no idea about the calves until he got hurt.
I didn't know it was chronic. I didn't know that it was this bad.
I knew he had missed time in the year that he got traded from Toronto to Cleveland, and then he signed and played quite a bit in 2019 for the Braves. I knew that he had missed lots of time, okay? Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize it was a chronic calf problem.
Yeah, I didn't notice until I saw an Instagram post from him that was, because I think he got awarded the most improved player in 2019 when he was with the Braves.
He got the award at Target Field
the
night that he got hurt first.
Yeah, and then he basically put this long Instagram caption. He shouted at all the doctors and his agent and his family that got him here, but he mentioned my 8 calf tears in 6 years is what I believe it was. Yeah, it was like 8 calf tears in 5 years. So I floated that to Judd, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, he tears his calf again.
I honestly knew that he had like muscle strain and calf strain issues, but I thought, guys have strains all the time. I didn't realize it was 8 tears in 6 years.
It was a chronic problem.
How public was the 8 tears in 6 years?
Well, he put it on his Instagram, so
No, you know what, Dex? He put that on that day, and I think you found it.
Yep.
After he got hurt, because I saw a couple things, and then you sent me that note, and are like, whoa, check this out. And if I'm not mistaken, the doctor who he gave the most credit to for helping him is in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
And part of why he signed here was because of that doctor's presence.
So, like, obviously, if he deserves a chance to stay healthy and see what happens this season before, like, I'll make a judgment on whether the contract is regrettable. But I don't think you can sit here for 10 years, basically, ever since the Twins moved into Target Field, and complain about the cheap poll ads and why don't they go out and spend money in free agency. Oh, the Twins are always reportedly in the mix, but they're always conveniently coming up short, right? That's been the main criticism of the Twins' free agency philosophy, I guess. They go out and they spend $100 million on a former MVP. This is what happens sometimes. This is the other side of that coin. When you sign Joe Mauer to a 7 or 8 year contract for $180 million, usually when you're looking at free agent players, either guys that are your own that are becoming free agents or other teams' free agents, it's not like in the NFL where a guy might become a free agent at age 25. In baseball, guys don't emerge until they're 22, 23, 24. By the time they hit free agency, they're like 30 or 32 or something. You know, Michael Kadire was like 31 or something when he hit free agency for the first time. And so you're getting guys that are like approaching the end of their prime and have potential like ticking time bomb arms and elbows. So we can sit here and say, yeah, we want the Twins to be more active in free agency and spend a bunch of money. But oftentimes you're spending a lot of money with a red flag attached to it. So I commend them for going out and getting one of the best position players and hitters available, but it comes with baggage. And now we're dealing with the baggage here going into his second season of a 4-year contract.
There it is.
So I don't know if you can see this.
When did he post? This was after he was with the Twins, though.
Yeah, this
I'm
was
saying before
this
the Twins signed him.
No, I didn't know. But no.
No, no one knew about this. Special thanks to Larry Fitzgerald for getting me in touch with Dr. Josh Sandel, whom after 3 days of working with me, had me running pain-free after tearing both of my calves a total of 7 times in 2 years.
What?
It's more probably than that now, Dex.
He posted this.
So it's 8 and 3 years
July 30th, 2020.
Which is, I believe, the day that he, I believe that, so he got the National League Comeback Player of the Year award that night. And I believe that's the game that it was, if I'm not mistaken, a Friday night against Cleveland that he then got hurt and had to leave the game.
Amazing.
And that started the whole thing. Do you know the problem here? Phil, to your point. If we talk about the most important players and the most important things that have to go right for the Twins this year, for them to win a third consecutive American League Central title and possibly their first playoff game in what would be 19 tries, I can give you a reason. I can give you a compelling, not just over-the-top panicked reason why there's going to be trouble there, right? Because you're right. Donaldson, incredibly important. Buxton, exactly same thing. Sano, I don't know. Like go through the most important guys, okay? Go through that list and you tell me, who do you just have 100% confidence that unless you're panicking that they are going to be healthy and productive?
It's a short list. It's a short list because I don't like Jorge Polanco wasn't as productive last year as a couple years ago. I don't know. I think if everyone performs at their best, it's one of the best teams in baseball.
Sure.
But the variance for this team is much wider than most teams because of age, injuries, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that your three most important offensive players or position players all spend huge chunks of time on the disabled list or are 40 years old is definitely a recipe for variance. So anyways, hey, Twins are in spring training. Let's get it.
Oh,
see the boys
the way,
out there in Fort Myers.
Andrelton Simmons still isn't in camp due to the visa issues. So
that's the least of their problems.
Yeah, just so
they'll
you know.
Get that worked
just
out.
Just so you know.
Nothing ever goes wrong there.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. What's that baseball score?
All right.
Starting at shortstop, Roy Smalley.
Let's fire
bring
up our, we'll get to write that down predictions here. You can, by the way, you can follow us on Instagram at Score North, SKOR North, daily entertainment regarding your Minnesota sports teams that you love and hate. And we'll do some write that down predictions next.
Golf USA.
Golf USA's Golf Show sale is going on right now. 10,000 golf items discounted to the best prices of the year.
Used equipment 50% off.
Golf USA has brought their amazing Golf Show deals back to the store
for the biggest sale of the year.
Inventory is limited, so get in early for the best selection. Over 10,000 golf items discounted to the best prices of the year.
All used equipment 50% off.
Don't miss out. Head out right now to Golf USA's Golf Show sale. Golf USA in Eden Prairie at the corner of Prairie Center and Flying Cloud Drive.
Yeah, most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Write this down. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Hello. And welcome to the only segment and show in America that actually keeps track of our predictions and holds each other accountable. We've got two different editions of Write That Down now as part of the Score North / Mackie and Judd stable of content and entertainment. Classic Write That Down, which dates back several years, every Wednesday here on Mackie and Judd. And then we've got Football Write That Down on Purple Daily every Wednesday as well. So we'll do that on Purple Daily, but here's how Write That Down works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And if you want to be part of the segment as a listener, you can send a DM to @PhilMackey or @DexasTweets on Twitter. Both of our DMs are open and we'll get you scheduled. We'll get to our guest listener predictor, Gibby, here in just a little bit. But boys, how are you feeling going into?
I feel great.
Into the next week here, write that down.
I feel great.
Judd's been leading the batting average race all of last year and now for the first part of this year.
Never too high, never too low. Mm. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Because I always keep it even keel. That's how you win championships, Dex.
What Got percentage it. Do you give it in terms of effort every week? Is it 110 or?
You know what? It's not the effort. It's the preparation.
Sure.
It's when I start.
The preparation.
It's a long season. And so for me to give it 100% each week, I'd be done by June.
I mean, I give it a ton of effort. I'm worried about the CB Buckners of the world screwing me at the plate when I'm trying to square up one.
You're always looking for the scapegoat.
But at the same time.
The golf fans who watch on TV and point out rules violations. Yeah, that's pretty me. Much.
He's always looking for.
I'm the Patrick Reed of this Write That Down.
You are trying to find the scapegoat.
I'm not trying to find a scapegoat.
I look right past the scapegoat thing.
That's clearly outside, but you know, I guess it's a strike. So
we actually have a little controversy regarding a Declan prediction this week.
Okay. Shocking.
I don't even know if it's... Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
I'm shocked.
All right, let's start with Judd Zolgad here, the accountability session. You said the Wolves will make a head coaching change by the beginning of next season.
Yes!
Didn't take too long for that one to come off the board. And then I just want to make note of this one here.
Yeah, this
we have
is
a couple
still,
like these. It's still on the board.
This stays on the board, yes.
Yeah, but so you and Declan has a similar one, I think, in Purple Daily. Write that down. You said the Eagles will get a first-round pick in a Carson Wentz trade between now and the start of regular season. So it's kind of a parlay, right? That Carson Wentz will be traded.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
And the first-round pick is contingent on Carson Wentz playing 75% of the snaps or 70% of the snaps and the Colts make the playoffs. So we won't know until... Like we, I guess we could
Wait,
know.
No, but if it's the start of the regular season, then that means the first round pick would have to come in this year's draft. That's what Judd wrote down, right? The start of the regular season. They did not Ooh. Receive a first round pick between now and the start Ooh. Of the regular season. So that's
but it's contingent on that. And I said that he would be traded by then.
Yeah, I think the way that I think there's a little bit of room for interpretation here. I think the interpretation is that the trade will happen before the start of the regular season,
yes.
and a first round and. And so there is a first-round pick attached to this, but it's contingent on something happening in the regular season.
So it just stays on the board.
I feel you on this, Dex, but that's a little too aggressive of a technicality in this case.
Well, I actually think that the way that I came up with the way it's structured is probably genius. Like, I don't want to pat myself on the back too much, so it's probably just really, really smart, but... It might be genius.
Yeah, I do appreciate a good technicality takedown.
Oh, absolutely.
But in this case, I'm not going to vote against Judd on this one.
Okay.
All right. I had nothing come off the board. The listeners, Josh said the Vikings will not win more than 8 games and Mike Zimmer will not return. I gave a few extra weeks to feel if Mike Zimmer was going to get fired.
I like it. Yeah, very fair.
Didn't happen for Josh there. Kirk said the Timberwolves will be looking for a new coach after the next NBA season, which actually would have been wrong on its own because of phrasing, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll hire John Calipari. Now we need a ruling here from Joe. We need some honesty.
This is 1,000% now a ding.
Oh.
Wow. So Nicholas predicted Judd will go inside a bar and enjoy an alcoholic beverage by July 4th, 2021. You are self-reporting.
Socially distanced on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I went out to brunch again, and I had a beer.
Attaboy. There it is.
Socially distanced.
Was that your first one?
Long ways away from people and lots of masks on.
Was that your first inside a bar beer since March of last year?
No. We have been out to brunch a few times. And I've had beers before, but this prediction came right before I went to brunch and didn't have a beer. But this time I did.
Okay.
So this wins.
Gotcha. Okay.
Good job, Nicholas.
Nice job, Nicholas. There
Way
you go.
Way to go, Nicholas.
Almost 5 months to spare on that one. All right. Declan said Kirk Cousins will be traded to the Broncos by Monday in a very exciting segment
awesome.
Of Reckless Speculation
that
last week.
On Thursday, right?
Yeah, I said it on
Thursday. It just broke out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then Declan was correct on the prediction where he said either the Universal or WWE Championship will change hands this Sunday at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. You got that right because Miz cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase,
yeah,
which is the most genius thing in all of sports and entertainment, yes, where you can just pick your shot at a title anytime you want. You can wait until your opponent can be incapacitated, yep, and you can just waltz on down with that contract and say, ring the bell, we're starting the match. But initially we said if this happens, because it's pretty rare that this would happen, that it would be a home run. But part of Declan's, as like three DMers pointed out to me, part of Declan's logic on the home run part was that this is the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Fastlane is still to come. So I don't think we can give you a home run on this one just because there's another pay-per-view to come and it's all predetermined.
Are you telling me you got three people who DM'd you to say you shouldn't get a home run?
Yes.
I want the DM count.
Oh my God.
I want the DM count for Judd Wentz's pick then because it's just absurd. I'm being attacked.
People hate you. What did you do?
I'm under a microscope. I'm just
But part of your logic was this is the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania and it's not.
Right.
It's not the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. So there's a good chance that titles will change hands at Elimination Chamber to set up the next pay-per-view.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Whatever. I don't even know.
Dude, it's a point.
He's mad. He's like visibly. He's almost shaking.
It's a technicality.
And I'm walking away with that Wentz point.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's technicality.
Why don't we do this, okay? Why don't you guys, either in the YouTube comment section on the Scorn at the YouTube channel of this video, or send us tweets, if we can get... let's say 20 people to vouch for Declan. Like an overwhelming amount of people to vouch for Declan. We'll give Declan a home run.
Okay.
That's fine with me. Yeah. I've got 20.
I just want like a barrage of people to say, no, this should be a home run for Declan.
I love the fact that three people unprompted came into your DMs.
It happens every week to Phil, I think. I think he's gotten one.
I've protected you guys against some people that want points taken off the board for you.
And I respect that.
Oh, I like to hear those. Yeah. Oh, come on. That's fun. Don't protect us.
I'll bring them up.
Bring them to the table.
So Judd is still leading the batting average race narrowly. Declan is closing in here. 455 average for Judd with one home run. Declan at 429.
Wait a minute. You forgot one. I said Kevin Fiala would score 3 points last week, and he had, I think, like five.
Hold on. Let me go to the official.
I'm looking at my notes from last week.
Oh, there we go.
So
see, sometimes the master scorer misses something.
That's another sabotage. It's fine. Yep.
I like what you did there.
So with that, I'm not going to be able to change it on the screen here, but I do have an updated batting average of exactly 455 for Declan.
And we're tied up.
So we now have a tie.
We're tied up. But you know what? The last time I checked, not even March yet.
Mm.
Lot of time here.
Phil's season left here.
Phil's doing well.
A lot of season left here. So on the career numbers since 2018, Judd with 149 hits and 9 home runs. Mackie, I have 115 hits and 10 home runs, leading the home run category.
Bombs.
Listeners, 39 hits, 9 home runs. Declan up to 39 career hits. Just a season and a half into his career here, and two home runs, maybe three.
Or is it three? Or is it three?
Or
more? More people going to come in? Or more people going to come into Phil's DMs?
You like writing
and take
down
more points away from you?
Write this down.
All right, so let's get our guy in here, Gibby. What's happening, man? Are you ready to take some swings?
Well, sorry, you just caught me doing my pregame stretches.
Oh, there it is.
Not
show
much.
The guns.
I got to say, I'm going in with a three true outcomes approach. I'm going home runs, strikeouts, and walks here.
Love it.
And I got to say, the theme of all my picks is the one that got away.
Wow.
For Minnesota sport.
Wow.
You got a theme. You got everything going. I love it. It's awesome.
I've been waiting and plotting. I got to say, this first one's a pretty big swing for the fences. So I'm wondering if you guys would be willing to add a Grand Slam category for going all out here.
We've talked about the Grand Slam category.
Listen and decide then.
All right.
Okay.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
So we're going to make three trips around the room. Gibby, Judd, Declan, back to me, Phil, and we'll lead off with Gibby here.
All right. It's a parlay. The first leg of the parlay is that over their first decade of being a head coach, Kevin Stefanski will win twice as many playoff games as Mike Zimmer.
Wow.
The one that got away. I think he's clearly the one that got away at this point with the way the league's moving, all that stuff. Second leg of that parlay, over their careers, A.J. Brown drafted one spot after Irv Smith Jr. when the Vikings had a bigger need at wide receiver 3 than at tight end 2. A.J. Brown will finish his career with twice as many yards and twice as many touchdowns as Irv Smith.
I like these predictions that aren't coming off the board for like 8 years, too.
That's
great. It's great.
Yes, yes. You guys got
to
be on
You
the
are
air
not
there,
going to screw the listener's average up any more than it's already screwed up, Gibby.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
So by the way, that's my first one that I feel would be Grand Slam worthy. Because if Zimmer wins one more playoff game, then Stefanski has to win six.
Yeah, so
that's a lot.
Yeah, so Zimmer has two right now, both against the Saints.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? The Miracle and then the other one. Yep. All right, Judd, your first prediction.
Ooh, I don't know if I can top that. All right. The Twins and White Sox will have at least one bench-clearing incident this season. I feel that it's going to be things are picking up a bit. That we're going to go back to that golden era of time when the Twins and White Sox had a pretty good rivalry in the Torrey Hunter years.
Yeah, where Torrey blasted their catcher that one time.
What was that, like circa 2006 or so?
I wanted
it was
to
like it was like 03, 04. Yeah.
Anyway, the Twins and White Sox, Declan, will have at least one bench-clearing incident.
Is that the hot take cops coming after you from Gibby's house there? It sounded like it.
No, they're after Gibby.
Yeah, I think
for that hot take he gave out.
I would have loved to pull Bobby Jenks' stupid goatee off back in the day. I despised him.
I think we're going to get back to
him.
I like it.
Bobby Jenks.
All right. My first prediction is a good name. Zach Parise will score a power play goal between now and next week's Write That Down. Quantifiable one coming off the board. I like to put one out every week. So Zach Parise will score a power play goal between now and next week's Write That Down.
Maybe he can get to 10 goals on the season.
That'd be great because it doesn't look like he is.
Wow.
That had a rough start.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. Speaking of new beginnings, write this down. We saw last night, we haven't been able to spend much time today, any time really, on the Wolves awakening last night against the Bucks. Forget about the final score for a second, okay? Just, I know that they got their on paper, they got trounced, okay? Just throw those numbers out the window. The only one that matters is Karl-Anthony Towns had 11 assists last night, a career-high 11 assists.
Yep.
And our guy Finchie came in and basically said, listen, I can't scrap everything. I can't just get rid of half of you crappy players. I just took the job right now. So the only thing I can really do in my first game is demand that Karl-Anthony Towns gets the ball all the time and that he runs the offense. So here is my prediction. Cat, to this point, his career high in assists per game is like 4 in his career, 4.5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
From last night going forward through the rest of the season, Cat will average at least 7 assists per game. So he will jump from last night going forward, 7 assists per game the rest of the season. All right? That's what he will average.
Okay.
Write it down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Okay, back to Gibby.
That's got to be a home run, right? How many big men average 7 assists?
It'll for sure be a home run.
We'll see the committee says.
We'll talk about it, Gibby.
That's okay.
Family business, Gibby.
I'm not out to screw people, okay? Listen.
Declan's mad.
Declan screwed Declan, all right?
Phil forgets the Kevin Fiala prediction that I made. But I guess we're in the business of pointing fingers here,
This is embarrassing. Not in front of the company, you guys. Gibby, plug your ears.
Not in front of the kids. Not in front of the kids.
Yeah, let's take this. Elsewhere. We clearly need Write That Down counseling.
Well, you know, I am a certified mediator in the state of Minnesota, so if you guys ever need help with that.
That's good to know.
It's actually very helpful. Yeah.
I took one winter class in law school and they gave me a certificate.
Awesome.
So. Okay. Number two. This one is the one that couldn't get away fast enough. Eddie Rosario theme. Alex Kirilloff will have a higher OPS in 2021 than Eddie Rosario. He will have a higher OPS in games versus the Twins or versus the Indians than Rosario will have in games versus the Twins, and the Twins will win the season series versus the Indians.
Okay. All right. Can you repeat the first part of that again?
Give me that one more time.
Kirilloff has a higher season-long OPS than Rosario, has a higher OPS than Rosario in head-to-head games, and the Twins win the season series versus the Indians.
Nice. Good luck to us calculating the head-to-head OPS part of that.
That's a lot put together.
I think can we amend it? Because like that's really hard to figure out. Can we amend it to OPS versus the Indians and vice versa? Or do
that's
they both have?
Okay, that's basically what I meant.
Because like if one of them's out for a game, then it becomes harder to calculate.
You're right. That's what I meant.
Cool.
So Kirilloff will finish with a higher OPS than Rosario,
and Kirilloff will finish with a higher OPS. It's a parlay.
Yep.
In games against the Indians compared to Rosario's OPS in games against the Twins.
Okay. Basically, screw Eddie Rosario.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Like the theme of it. Okay.
That's the gist of your, yeah.
Harder to quantify, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Write this down.
Okay, back to Judd.
Tibbs will finish in the top three in NBA Coach of the Year voting.
Wow.
Tom Thibodeau will finish in the top three in NBA Coach of the Year voting.
Okay, am I missing something here? Like, people are just lauding Tom Thibodeau. How low is the bar for the Knicks?
Oh, it's
people
incredibly low.
They're below. They're 15 and 17. Like,
but they're the Knicks, and they've sucked for so long that if you look respectable, it gets you credit.
I mean, it's now they are averaging. This is amazing. The Knicks this season are last in points per game, but first in opposing points per game.
Yeah, that's a Tibbs ball. That's Tibbs ball.
It's and they're both over 103 points, so the game is just higher scoring. But like, so they're almost 500, and he's going to be Coach of the Year. And I don't doubt it.
I'm saying top three. He might be third, but anyway, okay. He is going to get votes because that franchise has been such a train wreck for so many years now.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, back to Declan.
I have a Bachelor prediction. At the women's tell-all next week on The Bachelor, MJ will call out Jasenia again.
Oh.
So we'll have two reporters. At least I know Phil and I will be watching.
Yeah, you might as well have said that in French to me,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, maybe we get Don and Judd to watch it, too. At the women's tell-all next week on The Bachelor, MJ will call out Jasenia again.
Okay, let me ask this. For if Jasenia provokes MJ and MJ lashes back at Jasenia, what's the ruling? Does it have to be initiated by MJ?
Yes.
Okay, so MJ will
be initiated by MJ.
MJ will initiate some sort of provocation. Okay.
And yeah, yep. I'm going to write that down. Initiate it.
All right, write this one down.
Okay.
Write that down. You like to write these down.
All right, my guy Tiger Woods. It's kind of a rough day for him yesterday. Yeah, we're still waiting for the toxicology report. I'm not sure why he was flying off of the hillside at 7 o'clock in the morning. So more information will come out. We're happy that he's alive. So write this down. Tiger Woods will win another golf tournament by the end of 2023. And I will specify a PGA or like Euro PGA. So some sort of PGA or international PGA.
What wouldn't
event.
Count? What doesn't count?
The senior tour. I don't think he'd be old enough though, because he's only like 45. Yeah. So you got to be 50.
Yes,
but he's not going to win.
Pro-am.
Right.
Yeah. Like okay. It's going to be an actual competitive event that he will win by the end of 2023.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Okay.
All right. Write this down.
Fair enough.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. Back to Gibby. Your final prediction.
Was Tiger's other car crash earlier this decade also in the early morning?
Yeah, it was. It was like at 8 a.m., and that was more of his wife taking a golf club to the car than necessarily it was the car crash.
I think it was in the driveway.
I think he hit a mailbox,
hit something.
He was in the car trying to back up, I think trying to just get away or something.
And she had a golf club and was taking it to the car.
Good for her. It was awesome.
Ryan Longwell was just down the street.
Early morning, not good for him. Yeah. All right, my last last prediction is not sports-related. I guess it could be sports-related. And this is the tax dollars that got away.
Oh, God.
Minnesota will not legalize recreational marijuana until 2025 at the earliest.
So by the end of 2025? Oh, I see. But
No.
So I got
there will not be a bill passed to legalize recreational marijuana until the calendar turns to 2025.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Yep, got it.
Yep. I love how, too, it's like we had to keep liquor stores closed on Sundays for for...
We closed bars at 1
centuries.
For how long? 1 a.m.
Yeah, when did that change? I'm not the type of guy that can stay up till 2 o'clock anyway. So
I used to.
Complain,
oh, yeah, I still do.
I used to, but I'm out but, now. I can't do it now. Does me no good they changed the bar time.
My brother lives in North Carolina. There's a weird liquor law there where they cannot serve booze anywhere on a Sunday until 11 a.m. You could be in a restaurant. You could go to the ABC stores, like was what they're called, their liquor stores there, but they can't serve a drop of booze until the clock turns 11 a.m. on Sunday. It's just weird. Very weird.
Yeah. Well, Gibby, great job taking swings here. We like the different subsections of sports and society that you touched on here. Is there anything or anyone in your life you'd like to thank that got you to this point here as a Write That Down participant?
Two people I'd like to thank. First off, I'd like to thank my boss for hiring me last month. Being unemployed in a pandemic sucks. We recommend not doing that again. Number two is I'd like to thank all the Minnesota sports fans that aren't afraid to dream a little bigger. I think we are too complacent in this state. I think you guys do a great job on the show of that, and that we shouldn't be afraid to swing to the, for the fences and maybe fall down.
You know, Gibby, if you reach for the stars, you might land on the moon. Or is it the other way around?
The other way.
But isn't the moon closer than the stars?
Shoot for the moon, yes. Land on the stars.
Or you shoot for the sun and land on the moon.
My God,
Gibby, it's falling apart here.
Go Huskies! I don't know where to go.
It's falling apart.
Gibby, great stuff. Thanks for jumping awesome, on, dude. Man.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
All right, back to Judd Zolgad
here.
Oh
man,
write this down.
I'll keep it simpler than that. Twins prediction: Miguel Sano will either be traded this season or after it by the Twins. Miguel Sano will either be traded during the 2021 season or after it.
So he'll be traded before the 2022 season.
He will not be on the 22 roster.
Okay. Sounds good. I don't know what his value is right now. The guy hits .180 and strikes out in half of his
plate
appearance.
What are you talking about? He's the greatest power hitter of all time.
Might not be that high. Might not be that high.
The amount of people. All right, I don't mean to pick another fight with Twins Bloggerville here. I've never done that before.
Do it.
But like, if you were on Twins Twitter and Twins Bloggerville comparing Miguel Sano to Harmon Killebrew because he got hot for 2 weeks, you need to take a step back.
There is a very interesting comparison, like at least through 2019, where he had identical seasons to guys like Colby Rasmus, like Ian Happ of the Rockies a few years ago. Like, there's a bunch of power hitters who have done this.
I love me some Colby Rasmus.
Yes. God, and they're out of the league when they're 30, for God's sakes, dude.
Harmon Killebrew, by the way, led the major leagues in home runs 6 different times. In all of those seasons, he had 40 or more home runs. He also had another 46 and a 41 home run. So he had 8 seasons of 40 home runs because, you know what? Mm. He wasn't missing chunks of seasons all the time. He also got on base at like a .380 clip. So
yeah, but besides that, he was no good.
Yeah.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Right, I think we're back to, what, Declan here?
Yep. Last prediction for me here. Bruce Boudreau will be the next head coach of the Seattle Kraken. Or another way to phrase that, he'll be the first head coach of the Seattle Kraken. He has expressed interest in the job. Seattle's still looking for their head coach. Bruce Boudreau will be the next head coach of the Seattle Kraken.
Do it up. Yeah. I don't know. At this point, I don't know why he'd want to take over an expansion. I guess he saw what happened with Vegas. Are they going to make it as easy for Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah. The same for Vegas. I don't think teams will be more reluctant to trade and like put these under the table deals like they did how the Wild basically gave them Alex Tuch. I don't think that will happen, but Seattle will be good. Yeah. They'll be solid.
I got a weird feeling he's going to end up at the start of next year with Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good one.
His mom's in Toronto.
Yeah.
Close by.
To his mom. Hmm.
Write this down.
All right. Ordinarily, I would ask Judd to leave the room for this, but I don't think he will alter this for the sake of write that down. So Rom-Com Rewind, we're going to go on a run of Rom-Com Rewinds on Fridays on the show. We're putting Action Movie Rewind. It's going on spring break for a while.
It's on probation after last week's debacle.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 2 is
kind of ruined it for us.
Worthy of a break. Bum, 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 ba-dum. So Judd, write this down. Judd will give a perfect 10 score to at least one of the next 4 Rom-Com Rewinds that we do.
Okay.
We're going to get a perfect 10 out of Judd at some point over the next 4 Rom-Com Rewinds.
If it deserves it, it's going to get it.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Assessment of it.
So there it is. Those are your write that down predictions and your accountability session for this week. And remember, if you want to be part of the show, if you want to be part of the prediction crew here, just send a DM to @DexasTweets or @PhilMackey on Twitter, and we can make it happen. Reckless Speculation Thursday tomorrow on the show. And don't forget to check out episodes of Rap with Roycey on the Mackey and Judd podcast feed as well.